Center Fulbright on 9-1.
Doug Dillon recommended that I take his undersecretary for a long time, Joe Fowler, and I'm going to name him Secretary of the Treasury, and I want him to say a word to you. Yeah.
Senator?
Yes, Joe.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm the most surprised man in Washington at this point. I thought I was back in private life for good, as you know.
No,
here I was giving farewell dinners for Dillon, and now it turns out to be a hello affair for me.
We can't do without you. You ought to know that. You ought to have more understanding of Washington than know we can't get along without you.
Well, you're very, very kind to say so, and I suppose in due course I'll be up there to see whether the Senate is willing or not, and before that I'd like to come in and talk with you a little bit.
You don't have much doubt about that.
Well, anyway, I never presume.
Well, I can tell you that now.
All right, sir. Well,
I think that's fine.
It's very comforting.
I think it's high time. I think we need somebody with a little experience around here. This jungle land over here needs somebody, you know, that understands it. It's too great a shock to people to come out of a normal life. You know, it upsets them, gives them schizophrenia.
Yeah, well.
Starts of complex.
Well, I should know all the corners, but there always turns out to be a new one.
No, I think you're thoroughly familiar with it. Well, I think this is wonderful, Joe.
Thank you so much, Senator. The president wants Bill.
Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah.
You got things straightened out in Paris all right now?
Where?
In Paris.
Oh, yeah. They're all right.
I thought maybe it was, I might want to go over there, and I didn't want to get into that sophisticated debauchery that you're talking about.
Well, rouse your curiosity, huh?
Yeah, it might get me my age getting.
You want my addresses just like they did. Well, trouble about mine, they're 40 years old. The addresses are.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
No, it's the addresses that are out of date.
Well, good.
Say,
yeah.
Your fellas from Interior, Park Service, came to see me this afternoon, and I am pleased to death with the way that's going.
Well, I'm
very good.
If you just tell me, I'll stay behind it, anything else that I can. I appreciate it. Give Betty my love, and I'm going to go home for a day or two. And I've talked to Harry Bird, and I've talked to John Williams. They both think I got a good appointment. And if you think he's all right, and Doug Dillon told me he's the best one I could make, so I think I got a good secretary that's had a lot of experience, and we'll go along. And
yeah.
You didn't
ask my advice, but I'm delighted to hear you're going home. And I hope you just take it easy. Just forget about this.
I've been talking to Wallace all afternoon, though, and we got more trouble in Montgomery.
Now, listen, you saw what the vote was that day.
Yes.
You saw how I voted, maybe.
Yes.
But listen, don't you take that too hard. We're going to work that out.
Thank you, my friend.
I just hope you will take it easy a little bit.
I'm going to.
Get relaxed.
I'm going home as soon as I hang up this phone.
Well, then don't worry about us. We'll find some way out.
You take care of me. You look after me.
Best.
You be my floor manager.
I'll I ask you to take care of yourself.
Okay. And get that park open and invite me down to look at that Tivoli waterfall.
I will. Good day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, Peter.